Nearly 40 years ago, when the CIA was building its new headquarters in Washington, the spooks commissioned a playful sculpture to celebrate the history of cryptography. A tall copper screen, like a wave, punctured by 1,735 letters. The artist, Jim Sanborn, called the sculpture Cryptos Hidden, and let it be known that those letters were four messages in code for the world to discover. Three were deciphered in the late 1990s, but the fourth, known as K4, has defeated the most ingenious cryptographers. It has never been solved, and yet it may any day be revealed, not by cryptographers, by journalists. To take us through this bizarre story, we're joined by Dr. Sam Blake, mathematician and cryptographer, known in that world for deciphering the Zodiac Killer code. Sam, welcome to Late Night Live.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
Sam, remind us, the codes, the Zodiac Killer codes, a big story in its time.
Yeah, so obviously that's quite a checkered history with the Zodiac Killer in and around San Francisco. He created a number of codes. One was solved quite quickly within about 9 days by a husband and wife team working at their kitchen table. And we believe he was upset at the speed at which that cipher was solved. And so he created a second cipher, which we called Z340 for the number of characters in the cipher. And that cipher remained a mystery for a long time. The NSA, CIA, FBI, and so on couldn't solve it. And it became more or less the world's most famous unsolved cipher. Myself and two other people were working on it in 2020. I had the benefit of the Melbourne lockdowns. So I had a lot of spare time on my hands to sit in front of a computer. And I worked on it with a guy called Dave Orenchak from the US and Jal van Eyker from Belgium. And between the three of us, we got it solved in 2020 and didn't reveal much about the killer, but it was certainly nice to tick it off the list of unsolved ciphers.
This cipher, the one that it's in a courtyard, I understand, of the CIA building, this sculpture is there as a challenge to the world, and it only took eight or 9 years for a Californian computer scientist to solve three of the four messages. What were those messages? I mean, are they the meaning of life? Are they about how to avoid nuclear catastrophe?
No, they're relatively obscure passages. So one talks about lat long coordinates of a buried item, that location is within the CIA grounds, very close to Cryptos. We believe it's a USGS marker that's been subsequently dug up and removed because whoever was maintaining the courtyard didn't realize it was part of the sculpture and part of the piece. There is a quote from Howard Carter when he opened King Tut's tomb that's, for some reason, within the encoded text on Cryptos. And then there's K4, this fourth cipher that just has been a mystery for the best part of 40 years now. So we don't know a lot about it. I mean, it was a blessing and a curse that we couldn't call up Zodiac and ask him for hints or clues when we solved that cipher. He wasn't, you know, keen to reveal himself to tell us about it. Whereas with this cipher, K4, Jim Sanborn, the sculptor who created this cipher along with a CIA cryptanalyst, Ed Scheidt, they have given out some clues over time. We know the words east, northeast within the plain text, so the decrypted message of Cryptos. We also know the word Berlin clock or words Berlin clock appear in there. What the overall meaning is and how that helps us, we don't know.
We do know, don't we, that there are 97 characters.
Well, we hope there's 97 characters. If the question mark at the start is to be included, then there's 98.
Right.
We hope there's 97. All the work I've done has assumed it's 97 characters. But the encryption method is unknown. So, for example, in the Second World War, when the Allies broke the German codes, they knew exactly the machine that was used to encipher those messages, the famous Enigma machine.
They got hold of it. They got hold of one, didn't they?
They did. Enigma was also a publicly or like, but was it, it was a, like a machine that people could buy prior to the Second World War. It was used for encrypting like business communications. So it was a well-known machine, very complex, but well-known. The Allies also had like reams of encrypted messages from the Germans every single day. And so they had a lot of data. We don't have a lot of data here. We only have 97 characters. So the message is very short, and that actually makes it more difficult to crack. So unknown enciphering technique, very short message. The other possibility, which as the years have rolled on has become more and more likely, is Sanborn is an artist. He's not a cryptographer. So the chances that he's made a mistake when he enciphered this message is also quite high.
That's a devastating thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. It could be unsolvable. And the whole time, the efforts that have gone into this, which, you know, collaboratively would have been hundreds and hundreds of man years or human years of effort, are for waste if there has been a mistake that's rendered it unsolvable.
But Sam, can I point out that this effort is entirely voluntary? Nobody is forcing anybody to do it. This is your curiosity powering on this work. And how many hours have you put into this K4 solution?
I don't know, to be honest. More than I put into trying to solve the Zodiac's cipher. But it's only just in scraps of spare time. So what I like to do is write a computer program that can test a hypothesis and allow it to run for weeks or months and so on. When I solved the Zodiac one, I had access to the University of Melbourne's supercomputer, but I no longer have access to that. So experiments are limited to running on like my laptop and desktop computers, which pale in comparison to Spartan, unfortunately.
Is AI making this easier?
So generative AI like ChatGPT or Gemini and so on, not especially. I mean, they're a good general purpose research assistant for effectively anything that you're trying to research yourself. But can you give it an arbitrary enciphered message and can it decode it? No. It's very difficult to make predictions about AI that are going to age well, given that most of the venture capital funding in the world is going into this stuff at the moment. So it would be hard to speculate where we would be in 5 years with something like this.
Too soon to tell.
It is, yeah. It's you know, is AGI around the corner? I don't know.
It would be
interesting if it was.
On ABC Radio National, this is Late Night Live. I'm David Marr. I'm talking to Sam Blake, mathematician and cryptographer, about the mysterious sculpture that stands in the courtyard of the CIA headquarters with its unsolved coding. Now, Sam, I understand that Sanborn has, of course, for years and years and years, received messages from people saying, "Have I solved it? Have I solved it?" And he's got a bit tired of this.
Indeed, yes. So if you've solved K4 and it's a cryptanalytic solution, it will be self-evident that you've solved it. He's mostly contacted people who try to turn it into a word search or a guessing game. And I completely understand and sympathize with him why he would be sick of that. He set up a method where you could pay him $50 and he would review your solution and give it effectively a yes or a no. And that was something that he ran for quite a long time, I believe. He's now getting older. I think he's 79 and he's getting to the stage where he no longer has the capacity to maintain that service. And so, and possibly getting to your follow-on question, but he's now looking to auction off the solution to K4 and the methods of how K4 was encrypted.
But before we get there...
Quite a shock,
I know. But before we get there, he had a health scare, didn't he? And he bundled up his papers.
Yeah, that's my understanding. So he's submitted some material to the Smithsonian Archives in America on a number of occasions, I believe, and about 18 months ago, I think he submitted more of his material to those archives, which are public archives. And a journalist, Jarrett Kober.
Now, look, Sam, I'm taking control of the story here. Let's go back to him advertising that there was to be an auction. And this was to the funds raised were to go to charity. Is that right?
It's unclear. I believe, and this is, you know, one of the great American tragedies, that I think he's had medical issues in the past, and medical issues in America when you get old are very expensive. And so I believe a portion of it is going to go to help pay for those, although I haven't heard that directly from Sanborn himself.
Yeah, he's been really crook.
Yes.
So he announces there's going to be an auction, and he's expecting to raise $300,000 or more through this auction. And he will tell, I think it's two things, isn't it? Not only what the message is, but also the method of encryption. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to shell out possibly the best part of $500,000 US plus a 25% add-on to R&R auctions, you can be the owner of all of this material, which includes the deciphered message, the method that was used to encode the enciphered message, and a number of other artifacts that he's kept over the years, like a test piece of the copper scroll that he created, and some other signed information from people like Ed Scheidt, the cryptographer who helped him develop these codes.
Lovely. You know, a lovely bonus package there for whoever wins the auction. But now we move the story from people like you to people like me, because once the auction is announced, a journalist thinks, I wonder what might be in Sanborn's papers.
Yeah. I mean, this is where it turns into like a movie script that you probably couldn't get away with writing. So it was a shock when he decided to auction off the solution. But then for Jarrett Kober, the journalist, to go and look in the Smithsonian archives and stumble across the plain text, so the solution to K4, the unsolved cipher on Kryptos, that's something nobody was expecting.
It was there in his papers.
It was accidentally included in a bunch of his papers that were hurriedly submitted to the Smithsonian Archives, is my understanding.
And those two, well, a team of journalists now, had the solution in their hands. And what did they do?
Well, amazingly, they decided to contact the New York Times, a journalist there who's been tracking this story for the last quarter of a century. And they said, look, we've found the solution in the Smithsonian Archives. What should we do? They were looking for this journalist to contact Sanborn. They seemingly wanted to act in very good faith and not just go and post it onto Twitter or Reddit or something like that. They respected the fact that Sanborn was looking to sell this material. And even though it had been put into a public archive, they didn't want to just go and blurt the solution out online. So they got in touch with Sanborn via the New York Times. And that's where things took seemingly quite an ugly turn. So they've now been threatened with litigation and asked to sign NDAs. And this has turned into not the nicest ending to this mystery.
It seems that at first, the two journalists, Kober and Byrne, oh, and by the way, can we just pause to reflect for a moment on the feelings of the New York Times journalist when told by a couple of out-of-towners, really told by them, that he should have years ago had a look in Sanborn's papers himself. But, you know, I would hate to have been the journalist in that position. Anyway, these two journalists contact Sanborn, and at first things seem to be quite friendly between them, but then it turns sour, badly sour. So what are they now doing? Are they promising to hold on to the secret while the auction goes on? I would imagine it rather takes the steam out of the auction for people to know they've got the solution gratis.
Yeah, so they have the solution, but the main thing that I think everyone who's been trying to solve this is interested in is the method of encryption. So they don't have the method of encryption. Yeah. And just because you have the solution, it may still be impossible to reverse engineer and work out how it was encrypted. That's certainly the part for me that I am most interested in. I'm not going to spend $500,000 on it, but that's the part that I would be most interested in, that I think most people are interested in. I don't know if they've made promises. They said they did not want to sign an NDA regarding keeping this solution in private until after the auction. And we don't know what the person who wins the auction is going to do with this material. They could put it in a furnace for all we know, and then it would be lost in time. They could put it on the internet, and everyone will be able to see what happened.
But I learned from this that the thrill for cryptographers is not actually the words, however important they may be, but working out how they were encrypted and working out how to break the code.
Absolutely. Yes, it's the journey to that solution that is the interesting part. I will be stunned if K4 contains any great revelation. It's probably just some sort of a puzzle, solution to a puzzle that suggests going to a certain location to look at something. Mm. It's probably going to be relatively boring, but the method that was used to encrypt it, that's what has drawn the eye to Kryptos for 35 years, and that's what made Sanborn famous. If all four codes were solved in the early 90s, I don't believe Kryptos, the sculpture, would have the same interest.
The same power. And Sanborn has himself warned the cryptographers, they will be able to read what I wrote, but what I wrote is a mystery itself.
Absolutely, yeah. So, for example, the first cipher on Kryptos said, the plaintext said, between subtle shading and the absence of light lies the nuance of illusion. Relatively obscure text. There's every chance that the unsolved cipher will say something just as obscure, and it's up to the individual to interpret what it means and what connection it has to the CIA and mysteries in general.
Let alone remarks on the opening of Tutankhamun's tomb.
Yeah, people have speculated that is there because of the description of uncovering something that had been sealed for such a long time and how that related to the deciphering of Kryptos. But again, that's up for grabs. We don't know any of this stuff for sure.
But he has also hinted, has he not, that there is a K5?
He has, and we don't know what form K5 would be. There is no more ciphertext left on Kryptos to solve. So it may be an obscure way in which you could interpret the words that are left there. We don't know, and that's probably not remotely my area of expertise. I think that's more for the people who see faces in clouds, more so than a cryptographic solution to anything.
Are you being haughty about people who see faces in clouds? We have only recently done a most absorbing session on Late Night Live on the meaning of clouds. Sam?
Oh, I love clouds, and I've been enjoying the fact that it's been raining recently in Western Victoria, much needed rain. But I think we see in cryptography or cryptanalysis in particular, which is the solving of codes, a lot of people who like to treat them as an artistic endeavor where they try to come up with their own interpretations, whereas what we're actually doing is very scientific, and so you need to delineate the two very carefully.
Sam, a last question. Are you still working on the Kryptos codes, even though you know someone in America has the solution on a bit of paper?
Yes. I mean, I've been experimenting recently, whether it's a double auto key cipher, for example, or whether it involves some sort of transposition, which is reading the cipher in a different direction from right to left, top to bottom. If any of that was successful, I probably would have a much more interesting interview for you than what we have now.
This is fascinating. But if you do come across the solution, will you reveal it first up on Late Night Live?
Absolutely. Thanks. Yes. Hopefully I'll call you back later today.
Sam, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Dr. Sam Blake, Australian mathematician and cryptographer, about the puzzling sculpture in the courtyard of the CIA, known as Kryptos, the work of the artist Jim Sanborn, where at least one more of his secrets is about to be revealed. Down the track. This is Late Night Live.